Good afternoon and welcome to another open mic with me, Garen Fitzgerald, here on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded and ancestral territories of the Kwikwutlum, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And it is Thursday, 12 o'clock. And while this is still technically an open mic, as I said last week, I am transitioning to a new show, which I'm calling Extratonal, a.k.a. The Difficult Listening Hour. And that's based off of a track by Laurie Anderson, which I randomly found in the CJSF stacks, which I thought was hilarious. If you ever want to find it, you know what? You probably won't happen to listen to it because I got to check this out if I can do it. But either I will play the track later so you can get the joke, or I'm going to incorporate it into my intro music. So if I can do that, if I'm allowed to do that, and Jesse and Connor are probably listening and either shaking their heads viciously or nodding their heads enthusiastically, I will leave that up to the Schrodinger. Oh my gosh, I've just totally forgot the guy's name. The dude with the cat. I believe it's Schrodinger's cat. Yeah. Is it a yes or a no? We'll find out when we open the box. Until then, it is both. But yeah, today, going with the extratonal theme in this open mic slot, I've got some John Adams for you all to start off with, because I was feeling like diving into a little bit of minimalist tape and loop compositions. And the piece I'm going to play for you from John Adams is it's Light Over Water Part 2. Which is from a trio of pieces. There's three movements of it, 1, 2, and 3, three parts. And he recorded this in 1983, and it's pretty interesting because he had a custom Moog-like synth, and then like this other synth that I can't remember the name of. I have it written down, but who wants to look at notes? But he's got these custom-made synths, and he recorded his performance into tape, and then looped that and did things with it to make this like really shimmering, interesting texture that he blends with some brass and this and that and the other. And it's really interesting because like when I was listening to this, I was thinking about like how, you know, if you go into Ableton now, you can go in and you can arpeggiate, or you go into like Logic or any kind of music's work program station device, and you can arpeggiate. You can randomly arpeggiate. You can, like, hit a bunch of keys on your keyboard and be like, randomize that and play it in nonsense orders. And it sounds cool. But what was blowing my mind is I'm sitting there listening to this. I'm like, John Adams might have done some of that because he did do a lot of, like, modular synthesis in the 70s. But, like, he composed this piece. He wrote this piece out. And you can hear in the performance that he is, in fact, playing these notes. He's not just putting them through a sequencer. He's not just arpeggiating them. He's not just having a random arpeggiation. And like you can hear the imperfections. And so often with digital composers, we try to replicate this, even though we're quantizing and like for speed, and because not all of us are great performers all the time. So like we're using quantization or we're point and clicking, and then we try to humanize after the fact by like altering velocities and nudging notes around so they're not quite perfectly in sync with the clock. And but this piece, Light Over Water, he's doing none of that. He's just like, yo, I'm a professional. I play music. Have at it, you. And he has at it. So we're going to listen to that. And then we're going to listen to a couple of little PSAs from our sponsors. And then later on, I've got a piece by Rhys Chatham called Outdoor Spell from an album of the same title, which delves into the loops and the delay use and the layering of a couple of instruments, which I'll get into later. And then we're going to go over to Carolee Coverdale with her from her album Changes in Air, Labyrinth 1. And then we're going to end it up with Laws of Nature from Andrew Staniland. Again, a titular piece. I don't know. It's a thing. It's good. And then we'll be done. But for today, we're going to dive into loopy, delay-y, layery-y things, which makes my autocorrect go crazy when I type it into my scripts. But, you know, something I always forget to mention is if you're in the neighborhood and you like what you're listening to and you want to call in, you want to message in, drop me a line, 778-782-2573. That would be CJSF. That's 778-782-2573. Or, you know, just sit there and enjoy it. But you can also go to cjsf.ca, which is the radio station's webpage, and learn more about the station. Figure out ways to contact people. Write a letter to the music director, the production director, the arts and entertainment peoples, like whoever you want to reach out to. There's tons of things. You can read articles, all kinds of fun stuff. So if you want to follow along and learn more about the station and like use this music as a backing for your explorations of what we do here, please feel free. Go to cjsf.ca. But for now, let's get into the music. We got Light Over Water Part 2 from John Adams.
Thank you. The Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program was created by the Unison Fund to support Canadian music industry veterans. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Welcome back. This is Extratonal / Open Mic with Garen Fitzgerald. Your Thursday at 12 p.m., but changing in the future time slot. Let me just give you a warning. But yeah, for now, here we are, and here we shall stay for at least another week or two. But yeah, you just were listening to John Adams' Light Over Water Part 2 from the Shaker Loops / Light Over Water compilation album, which was released in 1987. And okay, funny personal John Adams note. When I was at Juilliard, I actually was principal bass for a concert that he was conducting of his own music. And it was amazing, and I loved it. Right up until the point where half of my bass section fell apart in the middle of a song, and they looked over at me. And, oh, I'm so glad I had pretty much the entire thing memorized, because I was looking right at him, and I was like, Mr. Adams, I don't know what to say. So, you know, clearly in the middle of a performance, you say nothing, but ooh, the look from that man. So, yeah, classical music, modern music, fun to perform as long as you don't fall off. Please, please, please learn how to count. It's wonderful times. Anyway, so what was neat about that piece? Okay, when I was describing it earlier, I said that there was synths and brass. I was mistaken. I was thinking about the next piece I'm going to play, but no, that was all synths. But it was really neat because if you listen to it, and maybe it's just because I'm like an audio engineer type and I listen for these things, but like you can hear the imperfections in the performance, like the human imperfections in the performance. You can hear also, because he was using tape, like tape loops of things recorded and then played back, and then also like analog delay and stuff like that, you can hear how he sometimes, like, you have to speed up the tape and slow it down a little bit to like find the rhythm, otherwise it's gonna just like go off the rails. So it's really neat to listen to and to like find those little imperfections and realize that those imperfections are what makes us love listening to music. But yeah, so John Adams is our starting off point today. Next, we're going to go to a guy. We're going to jump up to 2011 to Rhys Chatham's, where is the name of it? Outdoor Spell album. And man, all the tracks on there are pretty interesting to me, but I realize there's difficult listening, and then there's just like, what the heck, man? What the heck? So I chose to start with the titular track of the album, Outdoor Spell, because he uses overtone singing in this and a little bit of trumpet, and he uses delay and loops and just kind of makes this collage of overtone series, enharmonic, well, not enharmonic, that's a different thing. Overtone series, like harmonic overtone play, like this texture that's just really thick and dense and kind of exciting. And when I was listening to John Adams, I thought of this because it uses some of the same techniques. Like, they're updated, they're modern. He's using digital effects, not just analog, like tape and what have you. But so the timing's tighter. But like listening to it, like you can hear the attack is the same. The attack is the same on all these vocal things, and like the pitch is the same, the holding is the same. But because they're offset from each other, you get this really nice texture. And then when he starts putting in trumpet, like that brings a new feeling to it. And it's not like reverberated trumpet. It's not crazy out there trumpet. It's a kind of intimate and close trumpet, which is kind of nice to listen to for me. And I'm going to follow that up with Labyrinth 1 from Carolee Coverdale. But we'll talk about her in a minute because I gave time to talk about her. And yeah, so again, today's kind of focus is classical, like acoustic electronic music that combines the use of delay and loops to bring these kind of minimalist textures to life and make them really an experience. A little bit meditative, a little bit out there sometimes, but overall, I don't know, I find it pretty enjoying and joyful. Enjoyment, I find my enjoyment in these kind of things, an enjoying experience. I like them. Delightful, perhaps you could say. But yeah, that's enough out of me. Making up words, dropping words. Here's Rhys Chatham, Outdoor Spell.